Hello! We are going to be interviewing a lot of people based on these questions. What do you think about all the back-to-back quizzes on the last 2 weeks of school? What do you think about all the back-to-back projects on the last 2 weeks of school? And what do you think about the summer coming to a beginning and school coming to an end? And what do you think about school cutting kids' creativity? So Sam, what do you think about the back-to-back test in the last 2 weeks? 2 weeks of school.
So our last test in two back-to-back tests, 2 weeks of school. I think like a lot of kids were expecting to like not have any tests, but I think sometimes like our teachers like forget to do some of the work at the beginning of the year, so they have to pile it on at the end of the year. Which I totally understand, that's kind of what I do, but I think it was really unfair that if you don't do your work, we have to suffer for it with the last 2 weeks of school. And usually in the last 2 weeks of school, we usually are done, but it's totally fine.
What about the back-to-back projects in the last 2 weeks?
Back-to-back projects is, it's all right. I mean, I like it. I like spending time doing projects, like instead of like actual sheets of paper, because it's pretty fun, especially our podcast project, which recording right now, so I can tell you're having some bit of fun with this, so yeah.
What do you think about school coming to an end and summer starting?
Oh, I'm so hyped. You don't even know. Yeah.
Do the hype
oh
dance.
My god, it's gonna be the best day of my life. June 19th, child slavery ends.
Pablo, what do you think about all the back-to-back tests in the last 2 weeks of school?
Well, it was making me feel have a lot of stress in my brain, and I didn't like that, and I did it, and I didn't know what to do, so I kept on running around in circles, and so yeah, and I did the tests. I failed some, I got some, and yeah.
What do you think about the back-to-back projects in the last 2 weeks of school?
Well, that also fills me with stress, so I circle around.
What do you think about school coming to an end and the summer starting?
I'm still stressed, because I don't want to go to 7th grade.
Okay, you heard it here, folks. Pablito is feeling very stressed over all of this. Malachi, how do you feel about the back-to-back test in the last 2 weeks of school?
Well, I personally think that this year hasn't been too rough, but these past 2 weeks have been brutal. We've had gum lesson, either gum or worldly wise, every single day. We're very fortunate that our other teachers, who usually give us a lot of homework, haven't given us much homework in these past 2 weeks.
What about
these tests and studying for them is way too much.
What about the back-to-back projects?
I've never been the biggest fan of projects. They take up too much time, and I prefer just doing work. And especially since these back-to-back projects, I mean, at least we got to pick our groups. If we didn't get to pick our groups, I would be even more mad. But these projects weren't very fun, and so having two projects back-to-back was awful. And plus, we can't forget about... So there was the math test, the math project, the social studies project, and then the podcast project.
What do you feel about school coming to an end and the summer starting?
Well, I cannot wait for a summer.
Well, what do you think about the back-to-back projects we've been having in the last 2 weeks of school?
I like projects, so I think it's fun, and it's a good way to get our grade up.
What about the back-to-back tests in the last two weeks of school?
Nobody really likes tests. Like... Towards the end, I think it's good because I can get my grade up very quickly if I get 100 on my tests.
What do you think about summer starting and school coming to an end?
Amazing. Like,
summer is better than school.
I can see why. Everybody says that all the time.
Okay. Thank you for tuning into my podcast by Jose.